Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Who else had meatloaf, Craig?
Some of the other players that had meatloaf in our dead pool include but are not limited to no.
Can I read that?
Yeah, tell Jesus what to do with a bong.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
That's suck a horrible it, Jesus. Thing.
Yeah. The deuce is on the table gets a hit.
I like that one.
As does the only good packer.
Oh, what are they? What is the only good packer?
A dead packer.
And the rim reaper.
I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, throwing grandpa on the grill gets a hit.
Well, I don't like the reaper part, but the rim part.
As does Todd Fudd, hunter of fwidges.
That's a brilliant name.
Todd and Tyler's dong futures gets a hit.
Yes.
As does Todd's butt pharmacy.
What's that from?
His butt.
I know.
Putting drugs up your butt?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's that come from?
I have no idea.
The propensity to ask, can we put that up the, you know, can we take that anally?
Maybe we have
with every drug?
It's not always Todd that asks that, though.
Well, so. In this guy's eyes, it is. Them.
Okay.
It's strictly suppositories. Right.
Yeah, barely.
But that's an Advil. I don't care.
Well,
going up the butt.
If you're Todd's butt pharmacy, let us know where you got that from.
And Todd,
this is a job.
Let me know if my prescriptions are ready.
This is a job.
And Todd's Star Trek seminar gets a hit.
Yeah.
See, I'm not really
that
much
first.
Of a Star Trek seminar.
Yeah, the nerds
to
would
us
say,
you
you're
are.
Wrong. You're wrong.
To us, you are.
The first
For
manifestation.
Us it is, actually, yeah.
The original Star Trek series. Beyond that, I really didn't watch. Is there another one coming out now? I keep seeing that.
There's one on Paramount that's
called Picard.
Yeah. It's,
and that's new.
Patrick Stewart's back.
That's
in
the
that,
second
yeah.
season, I think, of that.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's a story, and I don't know what the number is on this. I just can't find it anywhere. An 8-year-old son of the late former governor of Louisiana, Edwin Edwards, the 8-year-old son of his, is the sole heir to everything his father owned. That kid's 8. The father is in his 90s now.
Whoa.
Well, he's dead. But he was in his
90s. He knocks him out when he's in his 80s?
Yeah.
Not even just, that's just dust at that point.
Yeah.
What's yeah. Going, 86 years like difference LeBron. Between the father and son.
How much?
86 years.
Wow.
He was 86 when the kid popped out.
My God. My dad was 86.
And so the governor.
You know, cradling an infant.
He would have said hell with that.
The
you think by that point it'd be like LeBron before a game. It was like, poof. It's all powder.
Yeah, but still some.
It only takes one.
Still some DNA in that powder.
It only Apparently. Takes one.
Maybe she just kept up there clapping her legs
Bunch
in the air.
Dry heaves.
There was no surrogate, no donor. This was natural.
I don't know.
Yeah. At 86 years of age.
I don't know. I'm talking about what the kid gets, not how the kid got.
We'll eventually get to that. But let's talk about this guy getting laid at 86 and actually knocking some chick up.
All right.
Not just getting laid.
You know, doggy, it's a boy, you know.
Impregnating a woman at 86.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah, because you wouldn't want him on top. You wouldn't, like, would he crack his hip if he's on the bottom?
Did that stick to the tape?
Hold that. That's why I stayed quiet. That's why I stayed quiet. So he kept going down the banging the old manhole. I kept thinking he's gonna keep going, isn't he? So I'm gonna keep quiet.
It did start to feel ominous.
Everybody's shutting up.
Quiet.
If it gets quiet for that long, you've said something.
Yeah, it's if you're troubling. Pounding, you're right. If you are riding him, no, I'm sticking to the he's starting to crack.
Yeah.
The other way around, hips his knees are gonna give out. Yeah, I don't know. We're just trying to picture an 87-year-old man. How old was the woman that had the baby? At least in her 30s, probably.
Well, she was, let's see. She was 32 when they married.
Good pull, dude.
Yeah.
They began their relationship as pen pals in prison.
Oh, he was in prison because he's a governor of somewhere. They're usually in prison. Yeah.
Like a conjugal
Louisiana.
Visit?
Yeah, Louisiana, exactly. Louisiana or Illinois. They always go to prison.
He did four terms as governor from the 70s into the 90s and spent 8 years in federal prison for racketeering.
Okay.
And he was serving a prison sentence, and he met what would be the current wife, mm-hmm. Trina. And he married her when she was 32.
Oh, he's a current wife. Why is the kid the sole heir and not her?
Or his other three kids?
Oh, yeah. I went to the store. Oh, I figured he probably had more than the other three. Okay. What's the story?
He's got four kids.
He put them in the will.
One with her, and the kid, the 8-year-old, gets everything.
So the adult kids he hates right now,
he's
probably.
He's like Richie Rich.
Yeah. Now, two of them knew they weren't getting anything and didn't care.
What about her?
Yeah, but then there was another one.
How much?
That wanted it, and she is, we don't know.
Oh.
I haven't seen it in any of the things.
Wonder how much it is,
Yeah, I was looking for that, and I didn't see anything. Right.
That kid's going to buy all the fruit snacks.
Yep.
The fourth kid's going to challenge it, and then the other two are fine with that fourth one challenging it, but they apparently don't need it, and you go ahead. But
my favorite part is like one of the adult children trying to intimidate the 8-year-old. He gets in his face, gets on his knees, and then gets on his face.
And he's got lawyer money.
Yeah.
He's got more lawyer money than you.
Yeah, but even mom got nothing.
That's what I mean.
Wow.
Well, mom's taking care of the kids, so she's going to get something.
Where they show up at recess and make the throat slash gesture and stuff. Like,
what's she look like?
She's an attractive woman.
I bet she is, man.
Trina.
How old was she?
And he was a bag of bones when he died?
He was in his 90s.
Yeah,
she's into flappy jowls.
And she's how much younger?
She was 32 when they married years ago. She's probably in her 40s
now. I was just trying to figure out if there was any more information on how he got her pregnant, but it did mention
sex.
And even 50 years
we'll have
his, store, his junior.
We'll talk with Puss here in a second.
Yeah. We got to have the talk.
50 years junior.
50 years. And even 50 years.
All right.
Listen, I'm going to have to take you out on the boat, and we're going to have a talk. And I'm going to show you a video you and your mom made. Me and your mom. That's what it is.
That's better.
It's me and your mom.
Why is there a boat?
That actually got better.
Why are you taking him out on the boat? That's weird.
That's that T-Mobile commercial.
That's it. Oh, that's
true. That's where you have the talk.
But they're not having sex.
And then
that.
You show them the video.
That started out real weird, Todd.
Oh, I guess the mom gets half the house, but that's it.
And
she's
got
to live somewhere.
You stay on your side of the house, mom.
Yeah, 8-year-old, stay there.
This is my side.
Yeah.
The
new wife actually had the old guy's body exhumed and cremated. Not sure why on that deal. You know, that's
really
always.
Just to prove a point.
Dig up and burn his ass.
Just because she can, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that's suspicious. It might mean nothing, but it is suspicious.
Yeah, it is very suspicious.
And his name was Ed Edwards?
Yeah.
Edwin Edwards.
Still.
So, yes, yeah. Ed Edwards.
That's stupid.
That is.
Ed.
Looking through his Wikipedia page, there's his early indictments. Later scandals.
He made it to 92.
Conviction. Yeah, apparently he did a lot of stuff, and few of it was legal.
Yeah, well, if you're a Louisiana politician.
We'll have to ask. We'll ask John Paul about him. John Paul probably knows everything about this dude.
He probably enjoyed some pecker cheese with him.
That guy, a lot of pecker cheese. He was 86 knocking up. That's all he was doing. Did you orgasm? No, it's pecker cheese, I think. Enjoy your cheese this morning, by the way, after that conversation. Somebody's spreading some cream cheese on a bagel right now.
Yeah.
Big. We're not a good show to eat to. Although we're always hungry.
It's odd.